USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street with coronavirus fears wiping out gains for 2020. The Dow ended the day down 1,032 points to finish at 27,961. Art Hogan, chief market strategist for National, joins Fox News and says,
the market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention. We needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out in just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day. Like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Kobe Bryant is being remembered by one of the greatest NBA players of all time. A teary-eyed Michael Jordan spoke at his public memorial at the Staples Center.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
With an update on a weekend bus crash in Southern California, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Investigators say they have turned up a rather checkered past for a bus company involved in Saturday's deadly crash on the 15 in San Diego County, California. The Department of Transportation says the bus company executive lines had 40 violations over the past 2 years. Some of the most significant problems include last year, when a bus was cited for not having proper fog lamps and a driver was not properly trained. In June, the onboard recording system wasn't operating on most of their buses. It tracks things like speed and mileage. In August, the company had several citations for worn brakes. They're questioning the bus driver, who suffered just minor injuries. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic presidential debate is set for Tuesday night in South Carolina, site of a big primary election on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A back and forth is continuing in Washington, D.C. regarding Russia interfering in the 2020 election. Last week, the intelligence community briefed lawmakers and says that they believe that Russia is trying to interfere in the election by helping President Trump and also helping Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders secure the Democratic nomination. Republican Congressman from California, Devin Nunes, tells Fox News that Republicans have been trying to stop Russia from interfering for quite a long time.
Facts are very important here. The very first person to warn of Putin's problems and our intelligence capabilities being inadequate was me in 2014, 15, and even the spring of 2016 when I warned, and that's at the same time that the whole Russiagate started and they started illegally spying on the Trump campaign in the spring of 16. I was the one who warned about the Russia problem. Now, the Republican report that came out 2 years ago now, the Republican report was very clear. The Russians and before them the Soviets clearly always look for opportunities to sow discord in our election process. That's always going to happen. And don't forget, other countries will try it too.
Are we prepared?
If they can be successful.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.